上野from Daiwa Securities. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I have one question, a simple one. On page 25, active customers, the numbers there.
クラウドを担うところのサブスクリプション。
The subscription that is supporting cloud. It's not quarter on quarter, but on a year on year basis, I still see decline. And Vision One is sold and additional functions are added. And I think you're trying to improve ARPU. And I think the overall sales has been growing. It's true. I can see that. Now, the subscription customer number decline. How do you view that?And do you expect that you can turn around and increase the number of users? Okay. And I'd like to answer. This is Negi speaking. So one thing is, amongst these numbers, there are some overlaps, double counting. In the subscription number, for example, the lower part, perpetual is mentioned there. Both might be used by the same user. And so I think it skews the picture a bit. And as was mentioned in the presentation, we are focusing on enterprise, especially the large enterprise, 28,000, they're using with regard to Vision One, and therefore,rather than focusing just on the mere number of the customers, I think the focus should be how much upside we can have in terms of Vision One deployment or attachment. So rather than focusing on the number of customers, we would like to focus more on more potential or actually promising customers that we already have.
So,
SDR and for SMBs, for example, these are another focus areas. So the numbers should come back. Okay, in terms of schedule, when do you expect that to happen? Maybe the total number of users continues to decline, but Vision One, additional functions and features can be added, and you can actually have the same users use more functions, so go deeper is one approach, but is there going to be a time in which you will really shift focus?To the increase in the number? Well, 420,000companies altogether. We don't have any particular target number, for example, of 450,000 by next year. We don't have that kind of a numerical target. Sales increase. Yes, we do have sales increase and other targets. And therefore, in time, we hope that things will recover, hopefully. However, that itself is not the objective or target. Okay, as a sample, what is the per customer? Well, I understand that as long as you have more sales from one user, that would be good. So just a rough figure, how much upside do you expect? Is it 30% increase per user that you can expect? As was mentioned in the presentation, the Vision One connected modules, there will be more modules being used, and that translates into more sales by tenfold. Sales can increase by 10 times. It depends on the customer and the customer timing of doing that or increasing their modules. And in the smaller SMBs, maybe they buy once and then they don't have other ones to buy. But we're talking about the 28,000 large enterprise customers that we're focusing on. I hope this answers your question. 28,000 companies, that's our focus. Therefore, with regard to the 28,000, we are trying to have the sales increase. Okay, thank you. Okay, sales per customer is what I wanted to understand better about. Yes, in the next 2-3 weeks' time in Japan, Actually, in the past 2-3 weeks, we have carried out large events where end users gathered, and there were user presentations and also managed service partners and their customers, the SMBs, also presented in such events. And so it was quite nice. In other words, we have certain focuses and we have examples, and then the users can spread the word to other users, and partner companies are using our products and they have positive things to say about us. And therefore, including partners and users, we are visiting them. Of course, the focus is to increase the number of cases that we can reference. And we would like to also, of course, catch up with new users as well. So we're working on both ends. Okay, I understand. Therefore, the sales per customer and its potential, you know, we have no clue as to how much you're expecting as a potential going forward or the upside. So please inform us going forward as well, if you can. Thank you.
ありがとうございました。次の方もミュートを解除させていただきます。
I would like to unmute the next person with a question.
すみません、ジェフリー証券の佐藤です。聞こえますか？
This is Sato, Jefferies Securities. Can you hear me? Yes.
すみません、一つしかないんですけど。
I have just one question.
プのヨーロッパ。
Pre-GAAP Europe number.
まあ、先ほどケビンさんも、ネギさんもちょっとサプライズだったのヨーロッパ。
ケビン、ネギさん said that pre-GAAP didn't grow in Europe, which was a surprise. I don't think it was growing in the first quarter, but in the second quarter, it was the same situation.
パブリックセクターの、
Kevin said, 運輸でしたっけ? Public sector, was it transportation? Maybe you said transportation, I'm not sure. But maybe this will recover. Now, in the second half, do you have a clear vision, visibility into the pipeline? That's the question. And also, is the growth flat because of the absence of this public sector growth? Do you have any visibility into what would happen in the second half in Europe? Thank you. You are correct.Pipeline visibility, we have the visibility. We are in summer holidays, so it's not necessarily in the third quarter, but even in the third quarter, I think we can see some recovery. We expect the quarter to be better.And some of the larger projects in the public sector have been shifted to the next quarter. I see. One follow-up question. Regarding a CrowdStrike incident, did that have an impact on you? Are you receiving more inquiries in Japan or in the United States? Maybe some customers want to switch the brand to Trend Micro.
Well,
because it was a painful experience, the customers are looking for other options, including us. Umikawa-san, do you have a comment? Yes, we have received many inquiries. But as you may know, we also had our own experience. But since then, we have improved things. We have built the transparency center, improved the transparency, and we have provided this content immediately. So I think the customers feel at ease. Maybe not an immediate switch, but as Eva has explained, security operation is the overall concept. So what do we do about the operation to begin with? Is the current format really appropriate? This is a great chance for us, opportunity for us to rethink all that. SRM, company risk, security operation, from that perspective, we can talk about the ideal vision, how things should be. Because this is how the persons involved in the operation are thinking about this. So we're getting an opportunity to explain about this overall thinking. Thank you. Just one more. System integrator, network integrator, when I look at their earnings announcements, cybersecurity related business is doing pretty well.
今期のガイダンス。
And Mr. Mikawa, for this fiscal year's guidance, I know that for Japan it's a low single digit, that's what you said. But 1% growth in Japan, this is lackluster. From the system integrator's perspective, everything's accelerating left and right. But Trend Micro, Japan is missing this wave? Growth in Japan being 1%, about half of this is a consumer sales. Please keep that in mind. Oh, I see. I understand.
But
as you have said, we want to maximize the capability of our partners. So we want to evaluate a different, the company evaluates different operations, including Vision One, and we are looking at the operation together with the customer in terms of data handling and speed. People are recommending, or beginning to recommend Trend Micro. So the answer to your question is, we want more people to understand what is good about Trend Micro. System integrators and network integrators are important partners. We have Deep Discovery and other great solutions. So on these two fronts, we have to make a business case and we need to make more efforts so that the business would include our solutions. And as you have said, system integrators and network integrators grow, and together, Trend Micro can grow. So we want to be a de facto component of their growth. We are making efforts to that end. Thank you. That's all from me.
Thank you very much. I'd like to unmute the next person to ask the question.
SMBC 日興証券菊池です。
菊池 from SMBC 日興 Securities. My first question is something that I asked in the past. And generally speaking, IT companies, not in the manufacturing, but the IT sector company, when they reduce headcount or do restructuring, well, I think the top line will suffer as a result because we're talking about services that are sold by people. Therefore, the top line will suffer as a result of headcount reduction. But operation margin or profit margin will increase as a result. So I think, at least it seems like that is what's happening. Now, restructuring is the decision by the management, and people might say that it was a misjudgment by the management, or maybe it's difficult to calculate everything. Now, what's happening is top line, is that not the impact of the restructuring or the headcount reduction? If it's not, then from Q4 to first quarter, I think restructuring has done and headcount reduction happened. And then I think nobody will be motivated after a headcount reduction happens. And therefore, I think sales will suffer by a few percentage points. If that's the case, then when you look at your operation after the organizational change, assuming that there has been some negative impact, how do you plan on recovering from that stage? But, or if you say, no, that's not happening with us, then maybe it's about your competitiveness. So I need some explanation there. So in your from your perspective, when you went through this restructuring and also a global change in the reporting line structures, and what was the result of those changes, and what is the current status? Of course, if there is no such impact, then how do you explain the top line? Because that top line might suggest that your competitiveness is lower now. Okay. So the first part, profit margin. Well, it's not because of that that we reduce headcount. Of course, we want to improve margin. Now, headcount reduction. We just wanted to enhance our efficiency. Actually, the profile of the people needed will be changed as a result. And therefore, for example, with this change, maybe support personnel will not be needed in larger number as in the past. And so it's not just about the mere volume or number, but rather the value that each person, employee can bring about. So I think the thinking here is that we're enhancing the productivity and efficiency of individual employees that we have. I hope this is in sync with what you're thinking. The number of customers are being reduced, and if it's because of the reduced number of workers, employees, that's understandable. But if that's not the case, there has to be something else, and that might be the competitiveness that is getting less. And if it's a one-time thing, but if it's not a one-time thing and you see decline in the total number of customers and you're not growing in Europe, I'm trying to understand why. Is it because the person in charge changed as a result, temporary delay in order placements? Is that happening? I'm trying to understand the mismatch, so to speak, between the numbers and what you say is happening. I think there's a confusion in the minds of many people. You went through this major transformation or reform, and as a result, the top line was actually sacrificed temporarily, but you will stabilize things, and then you expect the top line to grow again. That would be a convincing debate explanation. Well, the sales with enterprise is increasing. The total number of enterprise customers is declining. We have 400,000 or more customers, but we are focusing really on the 280,000 companies. 8,000 rather companies, so sales and increasing, and the profit margin increasing. We are growing in the sales as well as margin, and so we are really focused on the enterprise segment. Okay, so we shouldn't really pay too much attention to sales for a while. It's not a temporary factor that is causing this sales being rather stagnant. And, well, enterprise isn't growing, you say, but I understand, I guess it is a fact, or is it? Subscription is growing, but still I see this mismatch, at least, in my view, it's a mismatch, and maybe that's affecting the share price as well, because of restructuring, has there not been any operation-related impact? And reporting line has been restructured as well. And of course, sales could suffer as a result, but it's not related to what you did with these changes. Again, you don't have any confusion in your organization? No, we don't have any confusion. As Kevin mentioned, in the second half, sales is going to be increased, and also the profit margin will increase. So these are not possible with any confusion organizationally. And at the end of the day, well, you might say that the number hasn't increased, but we say otherwise. We think that in the second half it will increase. Okay, I think in the second half you will come out of this confusion. You have restructuring done, and the sales increase is not seen. That's rather something that you don't expect. I was just wondering that organizational confusion may have caused this stagnation in sales. That's understandable, but if you say that's not the case, then I don't understand exactly how that came to be. Well, maybe it might, I have a misunderstanding, but in any case, the past few periods have been rather disappointing, the quarters. Yes. We have this plan that we have established, and of course we will see how we can realize the plans, and we of course will try to reach the plan, and we believe that we can enhance productivity so that we don't need to depend on that many people in terms of numbers, that is. And so, of course, it's up to the investors to make the final judgment or decision. Okay, I may be repeating myself. So I really think and hope that things will improve. Otherwise, something is wrong. And I have a second question. In the IR conference last year in December,
cost reduction. And based on this, what to do in the next fiscal year? Is the cost staying suppressed and you can do the business this way? Or do you have to increase the cost in areas where it's necessary? I don't think I got a clear answer about that. I understood that operating margin would be improved, but looking at the current operation, we're in August, already more than half of the year has passed. Into next fiscal year, are you sure that you don't have to increase the headcount? And if you have to increase the headcount, the sales is now being pushed up by FX, but on dollar basis, well, FX is difficult to predict, but I don't think the sales is increasing. So if I increase the cost, then operating margin will not improve. So what about operation cost strategy for next year? Do you intend to increase the headcount or not? Autumn is actually a higher season for new graduates. So how do you intend to deal with headcount and cost control next year?
Thank you.
First of all, like I said before, sales is not just pushed up by the FX only. For example, 6% growth in enterprise for the recent quarter. So forecast for this fiscal year, as well as 2027, road to 2027, is growth of sales without the impact of FX. The margin will be improved based on the platform strategy. So we do platform selling and increase the efficiency of the employees, and that will push up the cost, but the cost increase will be slower than the growth of sales, and that would improve the margin. So we will be hiring some people. It's not zero hiring, but the profile of the employees will change, and we don't want to increase the sales just by increasing the headcount. The headcount usually increases after summer, maybe in the third quarter. But is your plan not to increase it very much? My explanation was not really sufficient. There's no hiring freeze. We're still hiring people, but the profile is different now. So we are getting a new hires as well. There's a net decrease of headcount, but you're saying that the profile is changing. By the end of September or by the end of December, what would the headcount look like based on the hiring process right now? We expect it to be flat. 6-7% turnover is expected, and this can go up and down depending on the market condition. But in order to keep the headcount flat, we have to hire the same amount. I see. Thank you. That's all from me.